Hey listeners, I've got the winner for the first Chip Chat Challenge. The first challenge was to define cloud computing, and we had some interesting entrants on our server room blog, and the winner is Madhu Justin. Madhu provided an acronym for cloud that is computing that leverages online utilities and data. We liked your creativity, Madhu, and for everybody else out there, thanks for participating and stay tuned for our next competition.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein. Today I've got Jay Judkowitz, Director of Product Management from Nimbula. Welcome to the program, Jay.
Thank you.
Nimbula has been in the news quite a bit, what would be called a cloud startup company with a lot of clout behind it. Can you just introduce Nimbula to the audience?
Sure. Nimbula was founded a couple of years ago by Chris Pinkham and Willem van Bijan. These are two gentlemen instrumental for creating EC2 at Amazon. After leaving Amazon, they started Nimbula as a company to bring infrastructure as a service to private data centers and other cloud service providers.
And Nimbula really has a unique definition of cloud. Do you want to explain exactly how you view cloud and the cloud opportunity?
When you look at cloud, you have to look at what are the benefits of cloud. And the cloud benefits tend to come around self-service. They come around elasticity, around being able to instantly repurpose infrastructure. Then if you ask yourself, what are the applications that are best suited to take advantage of those benefits? You see things like new style scale-out applications and batch processing and scientific computing, things where people need to, on their own, without asking permission, deploy a large number of workloads, do some job, and then release the resources back to the pool. And if you look at these applications and you look at modern cloud architectures, you find that you can actually get a tremendous benefit today as opposed to trying to evolve a traditional virtualization infrastructure on traditional applications.
Where does Nimbula fit into that opportunity?
So Nimbula creates an infrastructure as a service software that basically creates the platform for this self-service and for this elastic infrastructure. It basically creates an automation of the physical infrastructure management, so all of the servers. As an example, when you install a server, all you have to do is plug it in, turn it on, it's automatically discovered by the cluster, the software pushes down, the cluster automatically discovers the host and puts it into the pool, and it's ready to go. There's zero effort on the part of the administrator to configure an individual system. So this and other aspects of the physical infrastructure management are automated so that it can work at tremendous scale. On top of that, there's a networking isolation, both at layer 2 and at layer 3, placed on top so that you can have a true multi-tenancy. There is an identity system and a permission system that allows for a delegation of rights from the data center administrator to individual customer administrators, down to users and groups within an organization, and even across users and groups and across organizations, should that be appropriate. And then on top of that, once you have this core automated infrastructure, core multi-tenancy, and core permission system, you can have the self-service workflows around image management, image versioning, and launching, deploying, and retiring applications.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of features built in around security and control for the IT administrator. Is that correct?
Yes, but it's different levels of control for different people. For example, the data center administrator needs to be able to assure a multi-tenant environment where no tenant is allowed to access anything from another tenant. So creating isolated namespaces and isolated network infrastructure is very important for that data center administrator to maintain a contract with the customers. But then within customers, there are different people, and those different people have different rights on different objects. So the customer administrator needs the ability to be able to delegate permissions of specific actions on specific objects to specific users and groups. And then, in addition, you have individual people who do work and create output that may need to share that output with other people and then need to further delegate, you know, maybe laterally, but between peers. And so at each level of the organization, there's a different level of control, a different type of delegation that's required, and that is, you know, essentially what Nimbula tries to do. It tries to map to a modern collaborative environment.
What about federating to public clouds? Where does that come in?
So that is a critical function of the 1.0 release, is the ability to burst out to a public cloud. Initially, we're working with EC2 just because it's the most popular public cloud out there, but the model is extensible enough to federate out to others. And it's absolutely critical that people choose the right tool for the right job. For things that have relatively static compute needs and have high security, it makes sense to do it in a private cloud. For things that are very bursty, that might start small and grow very big and shrink again, where you don't want to over-provision your data center to meet those needs, and if it's not terribly security intensive, then it really makes sense to be able to deploy that to a public cloud. What's missing really from the industry and what we think Nebula Director offers is the ability to have a single permissions and delegation model that regulates who can deploy what on the public cloud resources and on the private cloud resources. And second, a common launch plan interface that allows users to not really have to think very hard about how to deploy something public versus private. It's just a matter of tweaking the endpoint, but you fundamentally go through the same process. And so doing this, you kind of have your public cloud become a critical business tool rather than something we like to call bootleg IT, where you have people running around IT to get the resources. You can integrate it in a really reasonable manner into your IT tool set. And so federation is absolutely critical, and hybrid cloud, we think, really is the way of the future.
I'm sure our listeners will have further questions about Nebula. Where can we go to get more information?
Nebula.com is the website, and has all our contact information, technical white papers, the Intel reference guide, phone numbers and emails, and we're definitely happy to take calls and emails and help prospective customers any way we can.
Fantastic. Well, Jay, thank you very much for being on the program today. It was a pleasure to learn a little bit more about your solutions.
Well, thank you. Again, we really appreciate the opportunity.